depression.
This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now incredibly show number 485. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. And I want to welcome our new sponsor, Finagraph's CashflowTool.com, which is an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, you got to go to CashflowTool.com/Barry. Well, how do you follow in your father's footsteps and at the same time carve your own path of success? Andy Steeves is an entrepreneur, podcaster, and award-winning author. He is passionate about helping travelers bridge cultural gaps by combining modern technology with the travel philosophies of his father, travel guru Rick Steeves. Andy's becoming the new voice for the millennial traveler. Andy, welcome to the show.
Barry, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be on.
So this is an issue that a lot of family business owners really face when they go into the similar business that their dad was in. Tell us about your path and why you decided to follow your father in this same area of interest.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, first off, I couldn't help but be passionate about traveling in Europe. He dragged our family
exactly.
to Europe every summer of our lives, whether we wanted to or not. He really taught me everything I knew about how to get around and how to travel low to the ground and really appreciate and learn from local cultures that we were visiting. And then I had the chance to study abroad during my undergrad at Notre Dame. And that was a completely new experience. I was going to the same place, but a completely new experience because instead of moving every 3 or 4 days on to the next place, I had a chance to actually integrate into the local culture there in Rome. And as a side note, it also fell to me, of course, to organize everybody's travel plans on the long weekends and on our spring break. And by the end of the semester, over 30 friends, but also random acquaintances were tagging along traveling with me wherever I was going. And that's when I realized, wow, there really is a need for fun, efficient, and culturally engaging travel for students abroad in Europe. So I kind of fell into my market niche, and it's very much a niche. I mean, it's such a specific market segment, but it's kept me busy for the last 8 years running my company, Weekend Student Adventures.
So what are, I guess, what are the challenges of following in your father's footsteps, as well as some of the advantages, because your name is already known?
That's right. That's given me a huge leg up. And like I mentioned before, just the experience of going around, feeling comfortable around Europe, wherever I was, and being passionate about connecting with those local friends along the way. In terms of father-son rivalry or anything, he is such a behemoth in the travel space that I'll stop anybody before they start comparing me to him. But we share a lot of the same travel philosophy, being open to new experiences, going with the flow when you're traveling, putting yourself beyond your comfort zone and your American bubble. What I bring to the table is an awareness and use of modern technology. The smartphone in our pocket has so much power to make our travel plan smooth and easy and affordable these days, and I'm really plugged into that because I get to learn from our own customers when they're on our trips, just chatting with them and hearing what's the latest thing.
Unless you're like me, who's there, is his first day in Quito and he gets his iPhone stolen out of his pocket in the first 5 minutes.
I try to avoid that, but
No, I think this is really important because ever since my kids are 22 and 24 now, but ever since they were 8 years old, every 2 years we've taken them on some destination outside the country, and we've traveled now all over the world except for Antarctica. And I told the kids they're on their own for that because I really think that for Americans, we're not exposed to this kind of culture, and it really hurts us in the long run.
What a great experience for your family.
Right.
That's wonderful. And that's absolutely right. When you travel, you realize that, and you're not aware of that when you're back here in the States, but we spend so much of our time as Americans comparing what we do versus what somebody else does. And when you get a chance to travel, you get to see exactly what that means and that that there's, 196, 192 countries or something in the world now, and they do it 196 different ways, and it's all beautiful in their own right as long as it's done, you know, well. I've spent time in Colombia recently, and I absolutely love it, but man, they have their own problems dealing with pollution and traffic, but people are so nice and happy and dance and sing through the streets. You get to see a different quality of life and different priorities. In the States, all of my friends have serious mortgages. They're on their second or third kid by now. And here I am. I just get to go around and visit these amazing cultures, write about it, and hopefully show as many people as I can through these different destinations.
And remember, I think you can do both. My children will say this is some of the best money that we've ever invested. In fact, last year we were in Rwanda and South Africa, and this next year we'll be going to Cambodia and Vietnam. And I, you know, unlike your dad, I've barely been to Europe because I figure that when I'm 85 years old, they can push me in a wheelchair in Europe, right? But some of these other destinations are a lot easier. I mean, I remember posting one time, Andy, on Facebook saying that, you know, America is one of the best countries in the world. And then people come back and says, no, it's not one of the best countries. It is the best country. And I would say to them, you know, you obviously have not traveled outside the United States.
Yeah. But that is a good point. When it comes to accessible travel for people in wheelchairs or making sure that there's elevators to your room and stuff like that, Europe is definitely more advanced than Vietnam or the streets of Cartagena. Those would be quite difficult to get across in a wheelchair. But so you're on the right path there, Amber.
So what do you think the next big shift is in the travel industry, given, you know, with the internet and given with, you know, all the video that goes on and video chat? What do you see coming down the line the next 5 years?
Ooh, that's, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball to look into. But what I can say is in the last 5 years, the sharing economy has really changed how people travel. 5 years ago, when I was promoting and speaking about the benefits of Airbnb.com, for example, in my travel talks, people look at me and like, are you really telling us to stay in a stranger's home? But now that's the first place people look when they're looking for affordable, well-located travel accommodations. So that's revolutionized travel. I think last-minute travel plans is also going through the roof. And when it comes to Western Europe, more travelers than ever before are visiting the continent, and they're all going to the same places, the Colosseum, the Eiffel Tower, and Frank House and the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. So when you go to travel to Europe today, it's very important to make reservations ahead of time for the sites that are going to be important to you, especially and the restaurants. I have friends who care about their foodie experiences, and they'll make reservations 3, 4, even 6 months out just to make sure that they get into the restaurant they want when they travel. So you got to be aware of crowds and availability. Technology and apps are getting smoother and smoother. There's a search engine for cheap flights out there now that you can set a radius of your arrival and or departure cities. So up until now, we've always had to search, say, from Denver to Paris. But now I can say, I want to go into Paris, but leave anywhere out of the continent. And that way I can design my trip as an open jaw travel to benefit from the cheapest flights and also the most efficient use of my time. So I just anticipate technology making a continually greater influence on the way we travel.
What's been interesting for me, Andy, is that there still is a place for, you know, the travel agency, the travel service. When I travel to a lot of these countries, I'm always using a travel service because I figure that they can curate the best experiences for me. What do you think?
In travel service, in terms of
someone helping me set up the trip, help me set up the trip and the place to go, place to stay, what to do, where to eat, those types of things.
Sure, and as in a guided tour, or like they plan it all for you.
Either way.
Yeah. So there's pros and drawbacks to every type of travel. There's, you know, completely independent travel that puts a lot of responsibility on you, but you get to do exactly what you're looking for. But the drawback is, just like you're saying, you might miss some of the more hidden gems. One thing that students don't value so highly, at least in my market segment, is the value of a local guide on the ground to show you their favorite places. Students and young travelers really value what their friends recommend, mm-hmm. but they place that over guidebooks, and they place that over local authorities, local guides, for example. And that's been a challenge for me as a young business owner or a small business owner, just trying to communicate the value of what a big deal it makes to have a local friend on the ground. So I think travel services are great if I'm understanding correctly, that they line up your sites and your accommodations and recommend an itinerary, and you kind of connect the dots at your own pace. That's the kind of travel I like to do. And then there's tours where you have all of your time planned for you, and you're just kind of along for the ride. And it really does matter for the individual traveler what's going to be the best fit. So I have all sorts of content on that in my book and on my website as well.
All right, we got 30 seconds left. One of your favorite places you've ever traveled to in the world?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Budapest. I just came from Budapest these days, and that is a hidden gem. It sounds like it's far out, but and if you go, be sure to hit the thermal hot spring baths.
There you go.
You got diving expeditions and all sorts of things.
If you want to reach Andy, go to www.andysteves.com. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. Light volume out there on the roadways. There are a lot of festivals closing streets around the area, and there is some construction as well. Like on the southeast side where 100th is closed, Commercial to Avenue N. That's over the Calumet River until later on this evening for bridge work, and everybody's detoured through 106. Staying on the south side, the 87th Street Family Carnival closes Lafayette southbound from 87th to 91st until next Monday. Also, if you're traveling through Little Village, Pace of Mexico closes 26th from Sacramento, California, and the 57th Street Art Fair closes Kimbark 56th to 58th. The rest of your roads are moving well, and right now at O'Hare, it's 60, same goes for Midway 59 at the lakefront. Looking for a high in the mid-70s, may see the winds kick up later. But that's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah,
with your
my
friends?
Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will.
That sounds
in collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies in a Capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now, on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, so here's the paradox. In any small business, your people are actually the levers that you need to create a really successful company. Unfortunately, people are also the problem. In fact, they're always a problem. Handling people issues is every major small business major headache. It takes up the majority of their time, and more importantly, it takes up a lot of your headspace. Every leader can and must develop skills handling people if they're going to be effective. Since 1998, Trevor Thrones has coached companies in growth. He's consulted with hundreds of mid-market business leaders, helping them figure out their people issues. He's got a new book out. It's called The Power of People Skills, where he teaches leaders how to solve chronic people problems permanently. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I've been waiting for this interview all month.
Wonderful.
So I've always said that people are the biggest paradox in business because they're the toughest nut to crack in the business. But if you're going to be successful in growing your company, you must find leverage in your people. What's a small business owner to do?
You know, every listener can identify with this if they have a team of more than five people. When they go home at night, if they can't sleep, if they're talking to their spouse about something, the problem is always a person. And even if it's not directly related to a person and it's cash or it's inventory or it's sales or slumping, when you get, that's the dummy light blinking on the dash. But when you get down to the root of it, it's a problem with a person usually.
Yeah, and I always felt that there was always individual issues. No matter what, when you got a group of people together, there are always issues. So what do you do? Where do you start? Because you got to have people to grow your business. But at the same time, you're saying, well, it would be really great if I had a business and didn't have any people.
Well, you know what? I would say you start with a mind shift. And the mind shift says that the difference between a weak culture and a great culture is very simple. A great culture insists that everybody shows up with a good attitude and is productive in their role. And a weak culture tolerates chronic underperformance over and over again and never really addresses it. So if you make that shift, that's the first step.
So when you say that they tolerate underperformance, what format or what examples of that, how does it manifest itself in the business?
Well, you know, a person may show up, there's different kinds of underperformers, but a person may show up with a bad attitude and be an underperformer. A person may show up with a good attitude, but just kind of nest in that B box and never give it their best. And what it does is it makes your best people say, is there any justice here? Like, why is this not addressed? Maybe management is okay with this. And the performance of your best people always sags to meet the performance of your weakest, not the reverse. Your best people don't lift those weaker players. So you've got to deal with that.
So do most small businesses have a problem attracting the best person, or do they have a problem of retaining that best person?
Well, that's a great question. And they're very related because people are not recruited to your place, they're attracted. And the best people are attracted to wanting to be with other great people. So the more great people you have, the more you attract great people. The more weak players you have, the more you repel your best people and also can't attract new great people. So acting on that is also key to your retention and your attraction strategy. So it all plays together in a big puzzle.
And so how do you really know if you have the right people for your culture that can really make a growing successful company?
Well, you know what? That's what my book details, because this is it feels like a very subjective exercise, because a lot of times the people who are your biggest problems, it feels like a very subjective issue. And also, there's all sorts of other mud clouding it. Things like, you know, this is a single mother. How could I have a discussion with her about that? Or I've known this person for a long time, or they've been here a long time, or I know them socially. So it clouds those issues. So you've got to get past those things and make it a little bit more objective. And that's what my book does. It tells you how to first plot these people on a basic chart that gives you an HR plan for each individual player and how they're showing up.
You know, I think that so many times, Trevor, the biggest issue is that people hire for skills. They don't hire for attitude. They hire, well, can this person actually do the job? Let me put them in the seat and let me get them going. And they don't think about, can they actually fit into the culture of this company? Because that is really where they're going to be successful.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a great point. And in the book, I cite a study that talks about people who haven't worked out within 18 months. And over 80% of the time, when a person doesn't work out within 18 months, it's due to the attitude, the soft side, not the competence. It's not that they don't have the skills to actually do the job. It's that they don't fit. They are difficult on the team. They just don't have the chemistry to fit on your team. So it's critical. But it's also hard to assess because it feels somewhat subjective.
Yeah, and I think that the small business owner really has the people thing backwards. You know, that what happens is they're really quick to hire and they're slow to fire, right? They're quick to hire because they just want to put someone in that seat. They don't want to think about it. And then when this person doesn't work out, as you were saying, they make all these justifications about why they shouldn't fire them. It's personal. They don't want to face they made a mistake. The devil they know is better than the devil they don't know. And that's a problem because I really believe that you should be slow to hire and quick to fire. What do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right on the money. And what I suggest, too, is that the business owner or leader just starts to say, what are the attitudes that make a person win here? And I suggest in the book choosing three. Attitudes that you hope the company will stand for in 50 years, attitudes that describe your best current people, and attitudes that are really alive in the organization. And then you start to screen for people who already share your values and attitudes, not have the hope that you're going to, you know, mentor them into being or having the same values as you, because that rarely happens. You want to attract the people who already think like you, but you have to define, how do you think then?
What would you say to a small business owner that's having a huge problem with turnover? That it's not that people don't stay a year and a half. People don't even stay a month in their job, and they quit or they're forced to be fired.
Well, you know, I would say here's the challenging thing of being a leader, and this is part of the painful thing about that seat, is that your business is just a reflection of you. So the problems you're having in the business reflect your leadership style. So if you're having terrible, terrible turnover, you need to take a step back and say, why is this happening? What is this reflecting in the process I'm going through? Like, do I have any screening process at all? Do I have roles defined before I make a hire? Am I hiring for values, or I'm just saying, hey, whoever walks in the door, you know, you're in. So if you've got that kind of turnover, that's the first place I'd look to say, what do I need to start doing differently? Because it's not just that the world is filled with bad people. It's, you've got to change your method. You're not a victim here.
And I think that's really an important point, Trevor, because I think so many times you just say, well, I'm just not good at hiring, or you know, unemployment's pretty low, there aren't good people out there, or only stupid people are attracted to me. You've got to really look at yourself because, hey, other people are able to have a great business. They're able to hire people that stay for a long period of time. Why shouldn't you?
Yeah. You know, I want to encourage your listeners, too, and just saying that, yeah, if you're bad at hiring, don't worry about it. Every single person in our world starts as an amateur in business. And we're all amateurs at various levels. And it doesn't matter how high, you know, of the heights, if you're a captain of industry, you started as an amateur. So if you feel like you're not great at hiring, that's okay. You can learn those skills. Those are all perfectly learnable.
And I think this is a really important point, Trevor, because there's nowhere in your schooling where you really learn this. I mean, for me, I started my first 9 years of my career at IBM, and I was a manager, and they sent me away for months at end to teach me how to be a manager. People in small business don't get that kind of training, so you got to cut yourself some slack.
Yeah, that's right. And importantly, you have to seek out where you're weak. Like, and you know, as Jim Collins says, the most important skill that you can develop in business is the ability to attract and retain great people. So that's where I would start. And that's what my book contends too. It's how do you start to sort through and review your current people in an objective and kind way? And then how do you have basic coaching talks with them so that you can encourage them all to be A players? And those that aren't, how do you start to move them out of the organization? Like, you want your culture to attract the best people. And the people that don't fit look at it and say, you know what, that is not for me. I'm not interested. That's really the goal.
And if you can't retain the best people, in my opinion, Trevor, there's no way you're going to be successful in your company, no matter what else you do.
Yeah. People are the last frontier of competitive advantage. We've all got the same access to information. We've all got the same machinery and all that stuff. It finally today comes down to, can you have a winning team or not? That's what really defines, you know, who wins and who doesn't. You know, even in complicated, crowded spaces like retail, where you're up against these giants and Amazons and stuff like that, you see the people who die, and you think it's not just that they're up against these places. Because I work with some people who are killing it in retail, but man, do they focus on culture.
Absolutely. I got to cut you off there. The title of the book is called The Power of People Skills. Trevor, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Barry.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder is trying to figure out the rules of the media.
Roseanne Barr tweets out this stupid, offensive tweet, and she's gone. Now, again, I don't have a dog in the fight. If ABC wants to take her off because they feel that she's too offensive, that's on them. They probably did the only sensible thing they could do as far as business is concerned. What I'm trying to figure out is what the rules are. How does Al Sharpton have a show?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. The on-again-off-again summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un set for June 12th, but questions remain over denuclearization.
Last month, North Korea invited foreign journalists to see what they said was the dismantling of a key nuclear test site. The Middlebury Institute for International Studies says in satellite images taken before the destruction of the site, you can see materials being removed.
Fox's Ellison Barber, the Trump administration remains optimistic that the rogue regime will denuclearize. The European Union vowing retaliation against President Trump's latest tariffs on steel and aluminum.
We will be with the EU 100% in taking this to a dispute at the World Trade Organization.
British Trade Secretary Liam Fox saying the tariffs are illegal. The Florida high school rocked by a school shooting marking the end of their school year today. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School will be holding their graduation later today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. Thankfully, we're seeing no crashes or delays so far early this morning, but a lot of festivals are closing some roads around the area, including on the north side. MyFest closes Lincoln from Eastwood to Leland and Leland from Western to Lincoln, and that's going to last till early tomorrow morning. Also, till tomorrow morning. Lincoln Park Creek Fest shuts down Sheffield from Diversey to Wrightwood. And in Highland Park, the North Shore Classic Half Marathon closes St. John's Central to Elm until 1. Traffic is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy later on today. Temperatures in the mid-70s. And right now it is 60 at O'Hare and Midway. Lakefront clocking in also at 60. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now, welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Readings based on a 2018 survey of 1,600 U.S. singles. I'm Grant Langston, the CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. eHarmony's different. We're the number one trusted dating site and have the highest quality matches. There's one app built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a free month included when you buy a three-month plan. Use code MEAT. eHarmony.com, code MEAT.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, do you know what the biggest weakness is inside every single person? It's that self-sabotaging internal dialogue, you know, the voice inside your head that's constantly telling you stuff that actually makes you go crazy. My next guest is Dave Blanchard. He's the CEO of the Og Mandino Leadership Institute. He's delivered over 500 speeches everywhere from Boston to Budapest. Literally, Dave is the best-selling author of three books: Today I Begin a New Life, Intentional Creation, The Observer's Chair, The Miracle of Healing Self-Esteem, and Equanimity, Conquering Mount Entrepreneur. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So I know that we all have this internal dialogue going on inside our mind. What do we have to do to conquer that, or at least, Dave, make peace with it?
Well, I go back to your book, Bounce, Barry. I love the word resilience, to leap back up, to bounce back up. We found since 2008, a measurement in our assessment in the Habit Finder is increasingly becoming over-focused into overwhelm. So we're finding the small business owner saying, I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this. My expectations just aren't being met, and they are, if I may be so bold, hating their life. And as a result, starting to call into question their own worth and worthiness, their ability, their beliefs, their contribution. The primary cause of the self-sabotaging dialogue in the small business owner is an unmet expectation.
And so what do you deal with that? Because I think that a small business owner, you know, you got to have high expectations. You think you'll be able to accomplish things. At the same time, Dave, it always takes a lot longer than you thought, and it always is on a different path.
Well, I like what you said in your book, that you focus on what I call the millimeters. You take what is, where you are, and you build from there instead of constantly living in resentment that you're not where you'd like to be. Three things. One, we start focusing on serving other people using our gifts, our experience, and in the service, we begin to heal. Two, we use our mind constructively, not to go fantasize or catastrophize, but to get inspired ideas that ignite passion and drive action. And three, this is the most critical as a business owner, we make the present, the now, our primary residence instead of living in our mind and holding life hostage to the expectation.
And that's really hard to do because change, as we all talk about, is very, very difficult. How do you affect those changes, Dave?
Well, the very first thing we do is measure to find out where the challenges are coming from. We've conducted 100,000 Habit Finder assessments. It's the formal science of axiological mathematics, Cantor's transfinite calculus. Nobody listening needs to remember any of that. Just know we can finally measure with laser accuracy a person's habits of thinking. Where are the habits sabotaging? Where are the habits supporting? And which habits need to be managed more effectively? Once we know that, then we can start teaching principles and practices and processes to maximize the strengths, and in maximizing the strengths, those troublesome habits of thinking just get in the way, and we begin with awareness to shift them. We don't focus on the sabotaging dialogue, because that's like peeling away the layers of the onion and going into a deeper and deeper dark hole. We go outside of that, as I mentioned, with people, and using our mind constructively, being present in the now, and learning those principles and practicing them. And miraculously, the brain has neuroplasticity. It it's malleable. It can shift and change and create new neural pathways, and the brain will synaptically prune off those bad habits. We can create a new habit of thinking if we know which habit to work on and precisely what to do to make the shift.
And what, Dave, in your experience, is actually gets people to change? Because I think it's really hard for people to actually do something different today than they did yesterday.
Oh, I agree. The greatest challenge we have is we want to shift our circumstances. And we've been in a circumstance-shifting mode for about 15 years in self-improvement. So I just want a better life. I want more. Well, we're finally realizing that if we want more, we want different, we must turn inside and fix us first, improve ourselves, actually do the work. So I think part of the motivation is the fact that we spent so much money, almost to a point of being broke, broken, and angry, trying to figure out how to get this to happen, and it hasn't. We're finally willing to look at what it actually takes to make the shift. It's work.
It's a lot of work.
We have a reason. It's a lot of work. We have a reason big enough, something that we want to create with our life that's significant. We'll embrace the structure required to create the change. Here's an interesting statistic. 97% of young business owners, small business owners, resist structure. They just intrinsically resist structure. And they'll only embrace it if they have a reason bigger than their own resistance. So the question is, why do you want to change? It's big enough. You'll embrace what it takes to make it happen.
Well, I think this is great advice. If people want to get involved with the Habit Finder, where do they go, Dave?
Barry, we've set it up right now. This is the latest version of the assessment. We've been working with this for 18 years. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to allow people to take it for free. The complete assessment, habitfinder.com. Habitfinder.com. You can go, you can get the comprehensive assessment. You can even spend 30 minutes for free with one of our Habit Finder specialists.
Dave, I got to cut you off there. We got to hit commercial. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. Not looking too bad out there on the roadways. Do keep in mind that if you're traveling through Highland Park, the North Shore Classic Half Marathon closes St. John's from Central to Elm until 1. Most of your course closures will be in effect for the next in about 15 minutes, and it's going to last until 11. You're also seeing a closure on the north side for the Lincoln Park Greek Fest, closing Sheffield from Diversity to Wrightwood until early Monday morning. My Fest on the north side closes Leland from Western to Lincoln, and Lincoln from Eastwood to Leland until early tomorrow morning as well. And on the west side, the Dew Division Street Festival closes Division Western to Damon until tomorrow morning's rush. Forecast for today, partly sunny skies with breezy conditions, temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, 61 at O'Hare, 60 at Midway and the Lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So did you ever really specifically think about this question? Why do your clients buy from you and not from your competitors? Understanding this dynamic is critical for the success of your company. My next guest is Doug Fletcher. He's a co-author of a book called How Clients Buy, A Practical Guide to Business Development for Consulting and Professional Services. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Happy to be on.
I hear so many times from small business owners, well, I have no idea why people buy from me. To me, that's horrible, don't you think?
It's a big problem, and it's a problem that 6 million Americans face that are in consulting and professional services. I couldn't agree with you more.
So where do you start in figuring out why customers buy from you? Because if you can figure that out, then that's really the key to growing your business.
You're absolutely right, Barry. You know, understanding, you know, why clients buy from you, I think is the first step in creating success. And from our experience and from the experience of those we interviewed for our book, How Clients Buy, people hire or buy services very differently than they buy products. And part of the problem is everything we know about selling is based upon selling products. And so we kind of come at this, you know, with a misunderstanding, and I think it hinders many of us in our ability to sell what we do.
So do you think that selling services is a lot harder than selling a physical product?
I do, and I think most successful rainmakers in consulting and professional services would agree. When you sell products, you have a tangible product that is sold based upon things like specs, attributes, features, warranty. You know, if you think about the last time you bought a cell phone or a laptop, you know, it's based upon things like pixels and weight and size and, you know, memory and things that you can measure. And if you think about the last time you hired someone for an expert service like a financial advisor or maybe a personal trainer or a, you know, web designer, we don't buy based upon those tangible features. We hire people based upon intangible things like reputation, credibility, respect, and trust. And it's a bigger leap of faith because you can't test drive it before you buy it.
So how do you figure out why customers actually buy from you and leverage that?
So in our book, How Clients Buy, my co-author and I, Tom McMakin, we interviewed 36 successful rainmakers from a wide variety of professions, from accounting to law, engineering, architecture. And we also based it upon our experiences over the last 25, 30 years of our career. And what we found is in what we believe and what we talk about in the book is that people hire experts that they know, respect, and trust. And so the biggest challenge we have as I guess, aspiring rainmakers is to build our network of people that know us, to build our professional credibility, our respect, and then develop our personal character such that we have empathy for others and people trust us. And if you can do those three things, you're going to increase your likelihood at closing more business.
Well, you have this concept in the book that I found really interesting called shrink the pond. What is that?
Yeah, so it's a paradox, I think, because many of us that are in some sort of expert services business, we're good at a lot of things, and we know a lot of things. And yet the paradox comes in that it's hard to be perceived as an expert if you're kind of a jack of all trades, you know, the Swiss Army knife of consultants or accountants or attorneys. And so what we have found is that if you are not known as an expert in something, continue to shrink the pond meaning that narrow the scope of what you do to the point where you are a big fish. And that might mean narrowing the target audience, you know, going from being like, hey, I specialize in business law to I specialize in law for retail franchises or something of that nature. And I think when you can shrink the pond to the point where you are a big fish, you increase your personal credibility, your professional respect, and you identify yourself as an expert. And that's a big part of why clients buy.
I love that idea because I think that, especially small business owners, there's that temptation really to be everything to everybody. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And you end up chasing piles of money and still but what you're talking about is shrinking it down so you really can be a true expert in that area.
That's exactly right. And it's so counterintuitive. It's so against, you know, what our stomach's telling us, what our intuitions are. And yet when you look at it through the perspective of a client, and if you put yourself in a client's shoes, if you think about the last time you hired some sort of, you know, expert service provider, it becomes obvious that you have to be perceived as an expert. And if you're trying to be all things to all people, by nature, it's hard to be an expert at all those things. So I think it is counterintuitive, but it's a big part of helping you become more successful.
And hopefully you have the answer when they say, well, why should I buy from you? I mean, when people do business with me because I help small business owners get unstuck, and I've had three of my own businesses. I've gotten a business. I've been kicked out of business. I've sold a business. So I've been where you are.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Barry.
And so, Doug, I appreciate you being on the show. The title of the book is called How Clients Buy, a Practical Guide to Business Development for Consulting and Professional Services. Where can people get a copy of the book and learn more about what you're doing?
Thank you. Yes. Well, first of all, for those that might fly out of O'Hare, you'll see it as you're walking down to, you know, the concourse in O'Hare. It's in the bookstores there. They can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Wiley Books, which is the publisher of How Clients Buy. So it's out there, and we appreciate your, you know, taking a look at it.
Thank you, Doug. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Is your home ready for the summer? Do you have ugly green and black stains on your home? Spray and Forget, the original no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates these ugly stains caused by mold, mildew, and algae. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more. Remove stains up to 50% faster than competing no-rinse cleaners. Make your home and outdoor living spaces brilliant again. Look for the yellow label at participating Ace, Home Depot, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
You are a hero. You may not tangle with mad scientists, but a family road trip can be a battle royale.
Lance is hitting me.
Luckily, you have a Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. It has 84 MPGe, and you can go 33 miles without gas. Bladders notwithstanding. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
EPA estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent. EPA estimate with fully charged battery. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, every small business owner has to find their own voice. When they talk to customers, when they talk to employees, when they talk to vendors, the difficulty is finding the message that's not only authentic to you, but what is effective for your company. Here to help is Terry Beard. He's the author of a new book called Squelched, Succeeding in Business and Life by Finding Your Voice. Terry grew Beard's Frame Shops from the single store into a 37-location regional chain with hundreds of employees in the Pacific Northwest competing with national chains. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry.
So I love the title of your book. How does a small business owner find their voice?
Well, first of all, I think it starts with the leadership of the company. And if the leader and the leadership group of the company, if they individually have found their voices, they collectively find their voices. And it's amazing for me that the more and more I think about it, that it has taken so long for me to figure out that I needed to find my voice if I wanted to give voice to the company. And at the same time, 85 to 90% of the public is fearful of public speaking.
So how do you find your voice, I guess? I mean, and what does it mean to find your voice?
Well, we develop self-confidence and self-esteem. In my case, when I was 50 years old, I joined the Toastmaster group, and I've been in Toastmasters. I've been active. I was with a supportive group of people in my Toastmaster group, and we helped each other find our voices.
I think it's so important because if you can't find your voice and you can't tell, if you're not good at storytelling, it's very difficult to craft effective messages. And I think it does take practice. Most people, Terry, think that you just wing it and you're either naturally good at it or you're naturally not. But that's not just true.
I totally agree with you. And in the process of becoming a public speaker, we develop our self-confidence and our self-esteem. And many of us who have lost our voices have been squelched. And we don't have a voice, and therefore we avoid getting up and talking and leading people, persuading people to follow.
So there's a lot of people out there listening that can really relate to what you're saying. What's the first step in making sure that you find your voice and you're more comfortable in storytelling and talking in front of people?
First place, I would go to a Toastmaster group. I would go to a few of them, if you will. I would shop different places in public speaking, and the venue for Toastmasters is ideal. It's very inexpensive, but it requires one to go and to become an active participant. And when it becomes a safe harbor, then we just flourish, we grow.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get a copy of the book? It's called Squelch, Succeeding in Business and Life by Finding Your Voice.
And we can find it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
All right, Terry, thanks for being on the show. And I want to thank everyone for joining our show this week. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva. They are the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. And, of course, our new sponsor, Finagraph's CashflowTool.com, which is an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, go to cashflowtool.com/Barry. And, of course, I need to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Gilchrist. If you are serious about being more successful in 2018, you got to give me a call. And I've set up a private line for this. It's 773-837-8250. Or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Remember, isn't this the year that you should get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally, after all this time, make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.